You're listening to SBS News.
With his relative youth and good looks, Justin Trudeau was seen as a breath of fresh air on the global political landscape when he was elected Canadian Prime Minister in 2015. But various scandals in the intervening years have tarnished the gloss of his elevation, and with an election next month, he faces a tough fight to hold on to power. His latest challenge, dealing with the fallout from the publication of an 18-year-old photo of him at an Arabian Nights costume party. It's featured in a yearbook from the West Point Grey Academy, a private school in British Columbia where Mr. Trudeau worked as a teacher before entering politics. And in it, the turban Trudeau's face, hands and neck are covered in dark makeup. The 47-year-old leader has moved swiftly to express his remorse.
This is something that I deeply, deeply regret. Darkening your face, regardless of the context or the circumstances, is always unacceptable because of the racist history of blackface. I should have understood that then, and I never should have done it.
But it's now emerged it wasn't the first time he had darkened his face. He's been forced to admit he once did it while performing a version of Harry Belafonte's Banana Boat song during a school talent show. And now the Global News Network in Canada has broadcast a video, purportedly from the 1990s, showing Mr. Trudeau in blackface while raising his hands in the air and sticking out his tongue. Leftist New Democrat leader Jagmeet Singh, who is a Sikh, says the images are upsetting.
I am deeply troubled by what this means to Canada. That young kids are going to see not just one or two, but multiple images of the Prime Minister mocking their lived reality. This is so hurtful to so many Canadians. How do you respond to somebody? How do you look someone in the eye that's mocked the lived reality that I've lived, but more importantly, that so many Canadians have lived? I think he's got a lot to answer for.
Conservative Party leader Andrew Scheer has accused the Prime Minister of embarrassing Canada on the world stage.
I believe he's long lost the moral authority to govern, and I think after his inability to tell the truth last night, he's continuing to show Canadians that he's not fit to govern this country, that he's not willing to hold himself to the standards that he's asked other people to hold themselves to, and that he can't tell the truth to Canadians. So I do believe that he's not fit to govern this country and that he's lost the moral authority to govern.
Mr. Trudeau became emotional when talking about his late father and former Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau, who tirelessly fostered Canadian multiculturalism and diversity while in office.
This is certainly something I think my father wouldn't be pleased with how I behaved, but perhaps would feel that taking responsibility for things is important.
He also spoke of his own difficulties in explaining his actions to the country's next generation of Canadians.
When I think of the conversations I had with my kids this morning, I also recognize that there are far too many Canadians who this morning had to explain to their kids what those pictures were of their Prime Minister and what kind of society we live in and what kind of world we need to live in and how things have evolved. But at the same time, I regret deeply parents who had to have difficult conversations with their kids.
A clearer idea of how forgiving the electorate is for this and for the ethical and financial scandals that have embroiled Mr. Trudeau could be known on the 21st of October, when millions of Canadians cast their vote at the ballot box. Gareth Borum, SBS News.